I am Miss Ruth Chiverton of Stars Greenhouse Battle. I am recording this on December 15th, 1988. On August 1938, and spent a peaceful year. Mother and I joined the WI, and I ran the Battle Wolf Cubs. In August 1939, the evacuees came to battle. We had two girls and two younger brothers of one of them, plus a friend of ours with her two babies, so we were a houseful. I had joined the civil defence with my car to drive the nurses when I was wanted. On September the 3rd, we were all in church. The Prime Minister was to give an address to the nation. The Dean's wife listened to it, and then he gave it out from the pulpit. We were at war with Germany. Then the siren went. It was a false alarm, as it turned out. We all rushed home. The evacuees were sent away in the middle of November. They went to Uckfield and then to Devon. France fell. Battle became a fortified town, with roadblocks on all the main roads, and troops arrived, and took over the Abbey, the Halls, the George, and Saxon Wood, Mr. Allwork's new house. First to come was the Devonshire Regiment, then the 2nd Canadians, after them the Red Rose Division from Lancaster, after them the 3rd Canadians. The Toc H opened a canteen for troops in Brewery Yard. I helped there. It was always full. There was another canteen in Old Church House. I was then called up, so was not in battle, when three bombs dropped on the town. One fell on the cricket pitch, but it did not explode. Another went through the gateway of the Abbey. It did not explode, but it blew the sentry off his platform. The third fell on the newsagents, now Surridge's. There Mr. and Mrs. Tickner were killed, and the chemist next door was damaged. Mr. Russell, the chemist, and his assistant were just going in at the door, but were not hurt. The bombs fell about 9:30, so all the children had gone to school. In 1951, the Festival of Battle went back to the 14th century. We were all asked to dress in costumes as we went about our business or shopping. We had a fair on the Abbey Green, which was opened by the abbot and his monks, the dean and the gentlemen of the choir, singing plain song as they walked round the green. Various things happened. Groups of pilgrims on their way to Canterbury passed through the town. A party of crusaders marched by, and a group of lords and ladies came by on horseback. The WI acted some plays on a platform outside the Abbey, and a thief was put in the stocks, and boys played some medieval games. Everything was free. Battle's gift to the world, so said the Dean. We ended up on the Sunday by having a service in the church, all dressed up in costumes we had worn during the week. 1966, 900 years after the Battle of Hastings. We all dressed up again in costumes of all ages. I had Elizabethan dress. I had to dash home at lunch, so I exchanged my skirt to a modern one and cycled home and back, much to the amusement of everyone. There was a fair in the Abbey grounds and in the Memorial Hall, as the weather was not too good. The fair was opened each day by different people through the ages who had lived in the Abbey. We had various concerts, French dancers, and the guides did country dancing. The Battle of Hastings was fought again. William and his men landed at Hastings and came to battle by bus, and only got there just in time. Cars were parked all up the main road, and people everywhere. There was a fair with sideshows. Commander Ross, chairman of the council, who was to open it, was late. He could not get through either. 1977, the Queen's Silver Jubilee. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh came to battle. The standards of the Royal British Legion and the Women's Section, the Royal Air Force Association and the Royal Navy Association's standards were standing at the gateway and when she went through. Afterwards, they went to the church. A great day for battle. And a few years ago, the Queen Mum came. People were standing all along the Hastings Road in little groups. We stood outside our house, and she gave us a wave. And after going to the Abbey for refreshments, she went to the station to get on the train for London. The school children, a lot of battle people, were there to see her off. another great day.